If it's anything the holiday season, Christmas season, teaches us, is patience. Particularly if you're a Christmas tree grower here in Hawaii. Ask Aaron O'Brien, whose father started growing trees in Whitmore Village on Oahu's North Shore. It's been trial and error with no one to lead the way. The Helimano Tree Farm opens the day after Thanksgiving. We stopped by there this weekend as workers were busy sizing and tagging the locally grown tree. Aaron O'Brien talked about the hard work it's taken over a decade and a half.
It's just the harvesting stage, and it takes 4 to 5 years before you're getting your crop. Initial investment's the hardest because you're not making anything for the first 5 years.
And you started this in 2002?
Started planting 2002, selling 2007.
Tell me about the varieties that you've got growing here.
We got the Norfolk Island pine, our most common tree, and we got four types of cypresses. We have Leland cypress, Murray cypress, Carolina sapphire, blue ice. We don't have them this year, and a couple other varieties.
And then you said you're experimenting with five different new ones?
Yeah, it's more of a pine and a cedar.
And you see how well they do?
Yeah, see how they do, and we've done like 20 varieties already, which we're probably going to get 3 or 4 out of to get an idea.
And so what's the elevation up here?
1,100.
Okay,
from 900 to 1,100.
You folks get hundreds of people here the day after Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, did you ever think that you'd get huge crowds like that?
No, we never thought it would progress that much, no. I was thinking maybe 2-3% of the market. It's gotten more than that, so.
But you're doing your fair share. I mean, you know, buying local, right? I mean, that's
right?
The big
buying
emphasis.
Buying local, and it's not just, it's an experience. Go with the family, we cut the tree down, they pick the tree out, we cut it down. You know, it's cheaper than going to a movie with your family.
There you go. And there's a lot of concern, too, about pests when
yeah.
they bring in these things from the mainland. So.
Yeah, all our pests out here are local, so we're not bringing anything. We can't have no pests. You know, that's impossible with a farm.
Right, but like, what's the biggest threat for your trees?
Probably new species of bugs and stuff would be a problem.
Anything that's bothered you this year?
No. So far, so good, yeah.
I mean, they look really healthy.
Yeah. They don't just get that way on their own. They need some guidance.
Do you have an irrigation system, or is it pretty
the
much
the first 3 or 4 years we have, and then we take it out once they're ready to harvest.
And most of these are by seed or by cuttings?
All the cypress are by cuttings, and the Norfolks are by seed. And the Norfolks will grow back after we cut them. The cypress don't. So that's the difference in cost. They don't grow back, and we also have to prune them 3 to 4 times a year.
To keep their shape?
To shape them. Get them full, yeah. Norfolks start from 45. Cypress start from 60.
Now, O'Brien says there may be some discounted Charlie Brown trees for those who can't afford the higher prices. That was Aaron O'Brien, Oahu's only Christmas tree farmer. Now, earlier this month, the Hawaii Forest Institute and the Hawaii Agriculture Research Center met with neighbor island farmers to encourage growing trees at lower elevations from sea level to 4,000 feet. Here's horticulturalist Eileen Yi.
We've started trying to raise Douglas fir up on the mountain as a pilot project, and because it's already been done not on a large scale but on an experimental scale, and we were successful, the state was successful, and the Fish and Wildlife Service planted some up there, or the Forest Service did. In 1982, they planted, and it was successful. And so we were trying to do a Douglas fir project, which has not been real successful lately due to a lot of reasons. And so now we are concentrating on doing a low to mid elevation species test and trying out different species and cultivars of different seed sources that can be grown from sea level up to maybe 4,000 feet or 3,000 feet, or where there's more people that actually have land at a, not a really cold place, not where it gets frost. But there's already one lady who, Ho'oluana Farms, that grows trees, same like Oahu, that Leland Cypress, and she's very successful. And she's trying to expand, but we're trying to look at other species that would be acceptable as Christmas trees. So I've I actually started this in about 2010 on a small scale and trying to try different ones. And so we've been pretty successful. We have all kind of different Guyas and cypress and pines and different species that are acceptable as Christmas trees in other places, in the United States and Australia and New Zealand.
Do they have a fragrance?
Some of them do. Like Mexican cypress is actually commonly grown. And Mexican and Portuguese cypress, and there's Monterey pine, which doesn't smell, but the cypresses do have a smell.
So a light scent, maybe.
It's kind of like a lemony, kind of a lemony smell. That's how I think of it. And then there's sugi, which is a Japanese red cedar. And that's really fragrant. They actually grow it for wood and has a cedar smell. And a lot of people, if you talk to the local people, they grew up here, like my age, pretty old. But we grew up with that. So it's not a really bushy pine tree, but it has a fragrance. And it would need a nice Christmas tree. There's all kinds of different things.
Well, I know a lot of our trees, our Christmas trees, are imported, and we have such a problem with pests. So I imagine if we could get the farmers here to grow enough to supply our needs, or at least we wouldn't have to depend so much on sending all those shipments of containers of Christmas trees over from the Pacific Northwest.
Right. Yeah, we just had a Christmas tree grower workshop, and we talked to people that are trying out some of these ones that were growing, and I had talked to the Department of Ag, and he said that they had like 140 containers coming in this year, and those are like 40-foot containers. So the Department of Ag is happy that we're trying this. So this one we're working on now is a specialty crop block grant. It's hard to say it. SCBGP. It's a new project. And we started this in January of 2018. So HFIA was funded, and we applied. We put in a grant proposal to the Department of Ag, and we were accepted. So this is going to distribute varieties of conifers for potential Christmas trees, and it could also be used for holiday foliage, you know, for wreaths. So even if the tree is ugly, but it's still has that Christmas-y look, it might have a nice smell. It could be used so they don't have to bring things in.
Right. I mean, holiday greens. I mean, that's fun for folks who like to, you know, play with arrangements.
Mm-hmm.
What's the success rate of these trees on the various islands?
These trees that we're trying, it's actually way better than the Doug fir because it's more, the range is wider in the zones that the, ecological zones, so they can, some of them can actually be grown down at sea level. Like the Mexican cypress, I have cooperators, or we have cooperators that are working with us. I give them some different types, and they plant it at their place, and we want to see how it's doing. And one person is Don Kiokaha, and he has planted some earlier last year, and he said they're doing really good, so that's good. So people can grow it pretty much anywhere. And then there's people up Volcano that are planting it. It might be a little slower, but different species, yeah. Some of them might be suited more for Volcano, a little cooler, and some might do well down at the lower elevations, like in Hilo along the coast. And I think they do well on the other islands also.
Like where Maui and Kauai?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because Maui has Monterey pine. I think they're harvesting Monterey pine as Christmas trees there. And then up at the mountain areas, they have pines and redwoods and what do you call temperate trees growing. So it's a lot of potential.
Yeah, I imagine even like on Lanai, where it's a little bit cooler.
Yeah. Yeah, there's Arizona cypress, there's dryland conifers that would do well on the drier islands. So there's all kinds. And you have to look at each island or each site individually to see which should do better at their place, you know, a lot of the people would ask, what should we grow or what would grow here? But I tell people to look around look around your yard, what's around you, see what's already growing, what looks like it might be a potential Christmas tree, and try with that first. Because I have a lot of thuyas that are doing well. I have Western Red Cedar is doing well. It had a nice shape. Didn't really smell like a fir, but it had a fragrance. You crush it, but it was real pretty.
That was horticulturist Eileen Ye with the Hawaii Agricultural Research Center talking about growing local Christmas trees, that is. 'Tis the season.